It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello and welcome to the Friday show. As we begin Border Crossings, we await your call. 202-619-2077, TGIF. The weekend is finally here. It's a holiday weekend for us in the United States. I'll tell you more about that in just a few minutes. We've got our Now 66 CD giveaway and much more coming up. So hang around with us on Border Crossings. Here's a request from Abdul Wahab Adam, who wants to play a song for everybody listening in Sudan to Border Crossings. This is the new one from DJ Khaled, Jennifer Lopez, and Cardi B, and this one is called Dinero.
Me and Benjamin Franco stay at the Franco, getting checks like Nike everywhere that I go. If you ain't getting no pesos, ¿qué estás haciendo?
J-Lo.
Quiero dinero.
Another one.
Me and my man, we stack it up to the ceiling.
More money.
Cállate la boca, let me finish.
More money.
Every day I'm alive, I make a killing.
Let's get it.
Yeah, I swear I'ma get it.
Yo quiero dinero. Hey. Yo quiero dinero. Hey.
I just want the green, want the money, want the cash flow.
Yo quiero la venta, si 50, si lo siento. Yo quiero dinero.
Talking bilingual. I should be cuffed though, cause I don't do singles. In love with the money, so no need to mingle. Just back it up. Hot talk, yeah, back it up. Holla at that if you acting up. You ain't got that, you can sit with us. Yeah. Design the frames, make you double take. Man and Andy on a double day. Grand just hit me, said he on the way.
Look,
they gon' do what I say, so Cardi B and J-Lo talk behind my back, but never up in my face, though. I just want my money, chips, guac, and queso. Y'all can kiss my ass, dame un beso. Dominicana, drippin' designer. I got the juice, no Tropicana. I got the box that got the most flavor. Big fat cat like in the bodega. Still making money moves? Tell me what you think. Merengue to the money, bachata to the bank. I fess it up, I'm nice sofrito. I need my money, yo necesito. I told ya, I'm Chef Selena. I back can up like Serena. We need the guap, run up in your spot. Put it to your head like, give me what you got. Two bad that came from the Bronx. Cardi from the pole and Jenny from the black.
Border Crossings and a brand new song from Jennifer Lopez featuring Cardi B and DJ Khaled. That is called Dinero. And speaking of Dinero, if you check Jennifer Lopez's bank account, according to Forbes, she's worth $320 million. That's how much money sits in her account. Enough to be able to afford her to take $100 bills and mash them up, cut them up into itty-bitty little teeny pieces and put them on her fingernails, because that's what she did for the Billboard Awards show. She actually covered her nails with real $100 bills. That's you know you're rich when you can take $100 bills and cut them up. I know I can't cut mine up. They're hard to come by, those $100 bills. She owns her own film production company, New Yorican, which produces movies and TV shows. And she's had $80 million in record sales. And her films have grossed $2.9 billion at the box office. So she is definitely a superstar. Currently dating former baseball superstar Alex Rodriguez. And they're all getting along well because he's got kids and she's got kids. And all the kids are one happy family having fun. So, Adam, thank you for your request here on Border Crossings. And hello to everybody in Sudan. Thank you very much for joining us as we start off another hour. It's Border Crossings. We are live in D.C. and awaiting your phone call at 202-619-2077. If there's a song request that you'd like us to play, I would like to say hello to a bunch of people who've checked in on the Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London, Karuna Kantapal, Antone Chanyalu. I heard from Mesfin Yegezu. Atnesia's with us. Hiroi Nu is tuned into the program. Cletus Clarks, Moses Sarugo, Junior Mans are all with us. Ephraim Arawi, Naka Emanuels, Charity Derby, Peter Kerr Kerr. We heard from Mbahima Savior Jr. and Aliyu Dogo, Tewodros Ashanafi, and Queen Dia Rahman. Thank you very much for going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And it's time for a request from McDonald Mick. And he said, I want to hear a song from Jim Reeves. It's for Larry London. Hey, that's me on your birthday. Well, my birthday is actually tomorrow. But McDonald, thank you for thinking of me. I appreciate that. I did a little math, by the way. So tomorrow I will turn 21,170 days old. That's how long I've been around. 21,170 days. Uh-huh. And I broke it down into minutes, and I have, on tomorrow, I will have lived 30,484,800 minutes in my life on my birthday. Go ahead and put those candles on my cake. I'd love to see you do that. All right. Thank you, McDonald. Thank you for your request and your thought. So here's your request. This is I Won't Forget You. This is Jim Reeves going way back to the 60s. You're listening to Border Crossings.
I know that I won't forget you, for I've loved you too much for too long. Though you don't want me now, I'll still love you till the breath in my body is gone. That's how it is with me, and you'll always be the only love I ever knew. I'll forget many things in my lifetime, my darling, I won't forget you. That's how it is with me, and you'll always be the only love I ever knew. Many things in my lifetime, but darling, I won't forget you.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
I'll admit I was wrong. What else can I say, girl? You play my head and not my heart. I was drunk, I was gone. That don't make it right, but promise there were no feelings involved. No.
She said, "Boy, tell me honestly, was it real or just for show?" Been creeping around.
All the way from New Jersey. That guy is Charlie Puth, and he is one of the hot young songwriter singers these days. His sophomore album came out a week ago today, and the album is called Voice Notes. And so congratulations to Charlie Puth, Voice Notes. He said he named the album Voice Notes because of an iPhone app, which is called Voice Notes. And he used that app to record a lot of the album, which features a number of guests. His most recent single that's out now is called Done. It features Kehlani. So just an example of what Charlie's been doing. How long? This is Border Crossings. Golan Gurma said hello from Addis. So hello back to you. Prakash is with us. Jake Bruce, Rini Vasan, all checked in at facebook.com/VOA. Larry London. By the way, if you're a Charlie Puth fan, he is going around the world with his tour, which begins July 11th in Toronto, Canada. And he will be on the road with Haley Steinfeld for quite a while. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings. Now, speaking of tours, Taylor Swift is on tour. She's got a very popular tour called Reputation. Her last tour was 1989, the name of the tour and the album. It was a couple of years ago. It grossed a lot of money, $252 million in ticket sales. She's hoping to at least make that much this time around in ticket sales. Of course, the artist takes a percentage of that. They don't make the whole thing. The band gets paid. The venue gets paid. A lot of people have to rely on money to get paid. Now, there is one interesting thing about Taylor. She's always been a very generous person. And some people have kind of questioned her and said she does these things for publicity. And I can assure you that Taylor Swift is not that kind of person. I've had her on the show a couple times. I've met her. She's a genuine, sincere kind of person. And she's evolved over the years from what her first album and sound and style was, all country girl. She was very country-ish and did well on the country charts. Now she's on the pop charts and doing very well in the pop lane. But before her show recently in Denver, Colorado, she brought a little 15-year-old girl named Nora backstage to meet her. The young lady is suffering from cancer, Hodgkin's lymphoma. She's losing the battle, and she's very, very sick. But her dream, her hope, her wish before she passes was to meet her idol, Taylor Swift. So Taylor helped arrange that. The young lady was brought backstage, met with Taylor, took pictures with Taylor, too sick to attend the concert. The doctors felt that the germs and everything was just not conducive for her to be a part of the concert. So Taylor made arrangements to meet with this girl. Absolutely lovely. Taylor has a huge heart, and she definitely gives of her time. This is a request from Ethiopian Viklu. Viklu wants us to play the latest from Taylor's Reputation album. Here's Delicate on Border Crossings.
Listen for the best. My reputation's never been worse, so you must like me for me. We can't make any promises now, can we, babe? But you can make me drink. Dive bar on the east side, where you at? Fawn lights at my nightstand in the black. Come here, you can meet me in the back. Dark jeans and your Nikes, look at you. Oh damn, never seen that color blue. Just think of the fun things we could do. Cause I like you. This ain't for the best. My reputation's never been worse, so you must like me for me. Now can we be? But you can make me drink. Is it cool that I said all that? Is it chill that you're in my head? Cause I know that it's delicate. Is it cool that I said all that? Is it too soon to do this yet? Cause I know that it's delicate.
Border Crossings on VOA 1. Thank you.
champagne on ice, and she said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they gathered for the feast. They stab it with their steely knives, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can't.
Love that song. My favorite from the Eagles collection. And what a collection it is. That's called Hotel California. A song inspired by an actual hotel in Santa Barbara, California, which is supposedly haunted. I don't think the hotel exists anymore. But at the time, back in the 70s, when the Eagles were on tour and stayed at that hotel in Santa Barbara, apparently Don Henley felt that he saw ghosts. And he wrote that song about his experience in that hotel in Santa Barbara, California, Hotel California, for Ian in the UK. And I love that song. Now, speaking of the Eagles, they are on tour right now. They took a long 14-year break from touring, from being together. Then they got together a few years back, put out another album, and they're still on tour, which is wonderful. If you like the Eagles music, they're touring around the world. And Glenn Frey, one of the original founding members, passed away a few years ago. His son, Deacon, has taken Dad's place. And the guys in the band say it's just surreal, because you look over there, he looks like his dad, he sounds like his dad, and it's amazing. But no one will ever replace Glenn Frey. And the Eagles have just released Glenn Frey's collection of solo material this week. All of his 4-disc box set of all of his solo stuff is now available. If you want to purchase it, it is called the Above the Clouds Collection from Glenn Frey. But thank you very much, Ian, for that request here on Border Crossings. Kofi checked in and said, Happy African Union Day. So a happy African Union Day to all of our friends throughout Africa. And also Salva called and said hello and happy birthday. So thank you, Salva. I was checking my birth date, which is tomorrow, and I wanted to see who else was celebrating a birthday on May 26th, just out of curiosity. John Wayne, one of the great actors, was born in 1907, May 26th, passed away in 1979. Stevie Nicks turns 69 tomorrow. Lauryn Hill turns 42 tomorrow. Hank Williams Jr. blows 68 candles out. Lenny Kravitz is 53. And Miles Davis was born May 26th, 1926, and he passed in 1991. So, well, thank you, Selva, for your thought. Coming up next, we've got a Bob Marley request on Border Crossings. We're going to stir it up for everybody in Nigeria. Mbogame requested this song on Border Crossings. Bob Marley and the Wailers on The Voice of America.
Oh,
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Help me. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. Laying on the bathroom floor, feeling nothing. I'm overwhelmed and insecure. Give me something I could take to ease my mind slowly. Just have a drink and you'll feel better. Just take her home and you'll feel better. Keep telling me that it gets better. Does it ever? Help me. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling in my skin. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. It isn't in my blood. I'm looking through my phone again, feeling anxious, afraid to be alone again. I hate this. Trying to find a way to chill. Can't breathe, oh. Is there somebody who could help me? It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling in my skin. Sometimes I feel. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't.
Crossings. And from Canada, Shawn Mendes, whose new album, Shawn Mendes, comes out today. On the shelves as we speak, that's a request from Sydney Addison on Border Crossings Listening in Ghana to 98.1 FM. The new one from Shawn Mendes is In My Blood. Shawn Mendes just did a very open and honest interview with, I believe it was Vogue magazine. And in his interview, he said that he used to cry a lot when he first started. He actually was backstage crying. He suffered anxiety. He said, I just wasn't prepared at that early age for fame. I wasn't ready for it, which seems to be a common theme among a lot of these celebrities. Avicii took his own life and said he couldn't deal with the fame anymore. And so Shawn Mendes said he had therapy to help him through the struggles of becoming all of a sudden famous. He was pretty quiet and reserved growing up, and then all of a sudden, bang, you're doing interviews, you're on stage, you're entertaining thousands of people. People expect you to be a certain way, and it was very difficult for him. But he's overcome that. He's matured a lot, signed a modeling contract, hopes to do some acting. He said music is his first love, and the new album is now out. Shawn Mendes is the name of the new album. Plus, he released another new song as well this past week off of his new album, which shows maturity. A lot of the critics are saying it's a more mature Shawn Mendes. Sydney, thank you for your request on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and I have something special for you right now. This is a worldwide premiere from a group that have been on Border Crossings. They were here last year while they were on tour. Their tour this year has been canceled. Luke Patterson from the band suffered a torn ligament in his foot and required surgery. So rather than replace him, because he's the drummer, Grace decided, no, what we're going to do is we're just going to scrap the tour till he's better and well enough to tour with us, which is commendable. Grace Chatto is the person who put together the band. Now, she also has mentioned that they're coming out with a new album in 2018. They're going to put out a new album this year. This will be their second album. The album will feature songs with folks like Sam Smith and Elton John and some other surprises as well, because Clean Bandit really don't sing. They're more of an instrumental act, and they bring on some famous singers. So I have a brand new song now from Clean Bandit. This is a worldwide premiere for their brand new single that just came out. Just got it from my friends at the record company. And this features Demi Lovato. And the song was inspired by Grace Chatto's recent breakup. She had a boyfriend for several years. Relationship ended. Very painful. So she wrote this song called Solo. So I'm going to dedicate this to Yvonne and to Clint and anybody who needs a little inspiration on this Friday. So here's Clean Bandit and Demi Lovato, worldwide premiere for Solo on Border Crossings.
Yeah. Weekly Bandit.
And you're listening to the wonderful Larry London.
Thank you, guys. Clean Bandit and a brand new song featuring Demi Lovato called Solo. This is Border Crossings. Hello to Hakim in Juba. Seth is listening, and Zach checked in from Nigeria. We've got a caller from Ghana. James Addy, how are you today?
I'm fine, Larry.
Well, we welcome you to the show. Make sure you turn your radio off because the radio has a delay, and that might confuse you a little. So turn your radio down and make sure you listen to me in the phone, because when people listen to their radio, it kind of throws them off a little bit. So how are you today? You're doing fine? Enjoying the nice day in Ghana?
Yeah, yeah. And then today is AU Day, Africa Day. So it's a holiday throughout Africa.
Okay. And what do you do on Africa Day?
Oh, well, we do some... The day before, school children wear African dress to show that we are all Africans. Mm-hmm. And then also, it's a day that the government, we try to link each other, African states.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. That's wonderful, because I know there's, you know, there's always some not so happy news around the world. Everybody's going through their own struggles, and so it's great when everybody can come together as a nation and celebrate diversity, celebrate life, celebrate some wonderful things that we have to celebrate.
Yeah, and then one reason why I called today, Larry, tomorrow is your birthday. So from all of us in Africa, we are wishing you a happy birthday in advance, Larry.
Well, thank you. That is very, very nice of you, James.
Happy,
I appreciate
happy, that. Happy day. Yeah, a happy birthday. And we pray to the Lord to give you strength and also more ideas to make the program very, very interesting. In fact, we do enjoy it, so we thank the Lord, and he should give you more grace to do the work well for him.
Well, thank you. I'm very touched by your call and by your thoughts, and I've gotten a lot of emails and messages, and so thank you, James, for, you know, thinking of me and for praying for me and for calling in. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so all the best, Larry.
And all the best to you, my friend. And I know you've been a longtime listener to the show, and James has tuned in and won contests and sent in requests. And, you know, I love all the audience, all the listeners all around the world. Thank you very much, because without you, there's no us. If we don't have you, we're not here. There's no reason for us to come in and play songs. So I'm glad you're here, and I hope our audience continues to get bigger and bigger, and everybody stay healthy. Gabrielle in Liberia, here's your request for Jason Derulo, and this is dedicated to Johnny B. Brown, and it's called What If.
What if? What if I'm the one for you, and you're the one for me? What if?
If you are the one, then this meeting here is fate. Future with a dog named Red, by a house with a fireplace. This is the first I've seen your face, but there's a chance we are soulmates. I know this might sound crazy, cause you don't know my name.
Diamond ring.
We just met, but if you said yes, we'd have our wedding on the beach. Oh. It could happen, raise three kids, and we grow old all so happily. I know this might sound crazy, cause I don't know.
What's up, you guys? This is Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park. You are listening to Border Crossings.
Border Crossings with Linkin Park, Numb for Croatia's Bartolbart Horvat. Tuned into our show today, Mike Shinoda of Linkin Park has a solo album coming out June 15th called Post Traumatic. When asked about the future for Linkin Park, he said, "I just don't know. Can't process losing Chester Bennington. I just don't know." The new song from Mike's album, which came out yesterday, is Running From My Shadow. I want to say hello to Mbahim Lee Mhima, who is listening to our program, and I thank you for your support. Thank you for your message on the Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And before we go, I want to remind you that Monday's a holiday in the United States. While everybody's celebrating Africa Day today, in the U.S., Monday is Memorial Day. We remember those that gave their life in the name of freedom and peace. And so we have a special show with a couple of guests, the Rex and a cappella superstars Pentatonix. Will both be on Monday's show. The Rex and Pentatonix join us for Monday's program. Before I leave, I've got another Now 66 CD giveaway to take care of. And today, our lucky listener of the day has entered a couple of times. She's really eager to win. She's from Ethiopia, and her name is Atnasia Lidu Teferi. Atnasia, thank you for listening to Border Crossings, and congratulations. You've got the Now 66 CD loaded with hits from Camila Cabello, Demi Lovato, Maroon 5, Khalid, Miguel, Niall Horan. They're all on the Now 66 CD, and it's yours just for listening to Border Crossings. Hey, what a great week. We had a lot of fun. A lot of guests come in, so thank you so much for tuning into our show and putting up with us, and we'll be back on Monday with the special memorial program, the Rex and Pentatonix, then Tuesday back to requests. I want to thank Rob, our engineer today, and Vince, our director, and thank you for listening. My name is Larry London. Have a safe weekend. Make it a good one. And I'll be thinking of you as well all weekend. This is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.